And you're listening to the Faith and Freedom Show. Just before we went to the break, I asked you to look at or listen to something that we had provided for you. And my question was, what did the guy say that was bogus? What did he say that was just plain off? And were you able to pick it up? And he was talking about what would happen if we agreed to this Copenhagen thing. He said that our president, the president of the United States, was going to go to this Copenhagen climate thing and create a new world government, which is already supposed, I mean, if you read the UN Charter, they specifically said they were a government, not a treaty. And so this thing, he says that the object is, the three objects, to make a world government, transfer wealth because of our climate debt, and then have enforcement powers. And he says the president's going to sign it. And he said, then it will trump our Constitution. He said it would trump the Constitution. Can somebody give me a call at 888-888-888? Now, how many eights? There's four eights. Then there's a 50, like the 50 states. One USA. 850-1872. I'm looking at the Constitution. I have my handy-dandy, the U.S. Constitution and fascinating facts about it. I need to go buy a bunch of these because I own Michael. I told Michael I would send him one of these. I used to have three of them, and I think I gave some away. I'm still looking for it. But, Michael, you're going to get your Constitution booklet from me, a copy of my book, Faith, the Final Frontier, and also a list of those in your area who represent you or acting on your behalf before the legislature. But before I go there, okay, I've got to order some more of these. But what I have in front of me is the U.S. Constitution. And it gives powers. It talks about things. It says the president, in Article 2, says he shall have power by and with the advice of the consent of the Senate to make treaties. Now, watch this. Is Mr. Obama, the current president of the United States, is he going to have the Senate in his hip pocket when he goes there? Has the Senate read this stuff that Mr. Obama intends to sign? What we're seeing lately is presidents signing it, the Senate not ratifying it, but because the president signs it, it ends up being a compact between him and foreign nations that is not Senate ratifies. It finds these things find themselves operating in our country through bureaucracies. Even the Child Protective Services stuff, they're getting their funds from the federal organizations that are coming up with policies that are driven in foreign countries on treaties that have never been ratified but merely signed. It is satanic. It is completely unconstitutional. And it's operational. It's happening, and it's contrary to the Constitution. And I don't know what little weird things going on in the hearts and minds of executives that do that stuff. It's just creepy. It's like, well, I think I can get away with it. Yeah, you can do it without going to jail because nobody's enforcing this stuff. It's still wrong. You're still ultimately going to be accountable on Judgment Day. It says in the Constitution, he shall have power with and of the advice of the consent of the Senate to make treaties provided two-thirds of the senators present concur. So you got to have a quorum, I guess, huh? And he shall nominate and by and with the advice of the consent of the Senate appoint ambassadors, etc. Now, what about this claim that he said this treaty will trump the Constitution? I will tell you, the current administration, based on a Supreme Court case that where the U.S. Attorney's Office argued, the case was Gonzalez versus O Centro Espírita Beneficente Unión do Vegetal. Basically, these guys, it was a religious claim. These guys had this certain kind of communion tea that they used, and it turns out that the plant that they used, this tea, where they turn it into a tea, technically became a controlled substance. And the U.S. attorney said that a treaty that was signed over this the drug enforcement stuff, because this communion tea technically belonged to a controlled substance class, because that somebody had signed a treaty, even, and I think this was a ratified treaty, it became a compelling interest of government that trumped the First Amendment protections provided for these people to practice their religion. And that was the official opinion of the executive department of this country. Fortunately, the Kool-Aid that the United States Attorney's Office was drinking was not being served in the U.S. Supreme Court in this case, and it was a unanimous vote that said, no, that is not a compelling interest. Now, a compelling interest would merely put things in equipoise. Doesn't mean that the government's compelling interest trumps the needs of this religion. It would only trump it if, like, their religion asked them to sacrifice their next-door neighbor or something like that. The U.S. Supreme Court came up and said, man, you guys can't even prove your compelling interest test under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Get back in your box. And, of course, these people to this day are enjoying their communion tea once a month. 150 people. It was a great minority. Just think of how few people it mattered to. But the protection of law was there. Not the faction of 51%, or not the faction of two-thirds of a quorum, prevailed, because the Constitution in this republic is not merely the whims of the 8th district populace, or the 8th district people that actually show up and vote on a given day. That's not what this country is subject to. It's subject to law. God's law. Natural law, that which makes sense, that God hadn't prohibited, and then positive laws that we come up with to manage this stuff. Does anybody not get this? Are you totally confused? If you're totally confused, you are basically, you are part of this, you heard about the H1N1 swine flu thing, this pandemic? Well, there's a pandemic of dementia that's hovering over, and I think it's inhaled nasally or something like that. But it's something that's catching. Usually, if you're in a situation where people are speaking, what'll happen is you'll catch it. The pandemic of dementia. There's certain things that you can use to protect yourself. It comes down to truth. If you know the truth, you're less likely to get to catch and be swept up in this pandemic of dementia. So if you don't understand what I'm talking about, you've got it. You're going to have to take a dose of truth, or you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, of course, you know, I was reproved about talking about religion. And just because you know, I am not an atheist. I am not of the, I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Mohammedan. I'm not somebody of the classic Jewish tradition. I'm not Hindu or Buddhist. And I'm not atheist or agnostic. My particular influence is Christ. And he said, if you live in my words that he taught, you are my disciples, disciples of his indeed and truth, and you will know the truth shall make you free. What I find is that the more I get myself steeped into that, the freer I become. So that's just something that I have an opportunity to say on the radio, so I just said it. Constitutional. It does a treaty trump the Constitution? No. Watch this. Article 3, section of the Constitution. Article 3 talks about the judicial power. Article 3, section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. The judicial power shall extend to all cases. All cases! Is that all cases? Actually, no. There's a comma there. The judicial power of the Supreme Court doesn't extend to all cases, period. It extends to all cases, comma, in law and equity. What's the difference between law and equity? Did you know that law is higher than equity? See, there's things that are absolutely revealed and just, no matter how fair or balanced we may think it is. Equity is kind of the, you see the scales of justice, so to speak. All cases in law and equity, comma. See, it doesn't extend all cases in law and equity, period. It extends to all cases in law and equity, comma, arising under this Constitution. Cases that are subject to the arising under the Constitution. If it's not in the Constitution and provided for by the Constitution, the Supreme Court has no judicial power. Isn't that neat? And also, comma, Constitution, comma, the laws of the United States, of course, that is subject to the Constitution as well. And treaties made, this is an authority structure, folks. The highest authority structure here first is law, then equity, and of those things under the Constitution. Now the next step down in authority under the Constitution is laws of the United States and treaties made. See, that's positive law, acts of Congress. And treaties made, That would be treaties ratified by the Senate. See, they're below the laws of the United States, aren't they? Or which shall be made under their authority to all cases affecting ambassadors and other public ministers and consuls, to all cases in admiralty and maritime jurisdiction, to controversies which the United States shall be party. You know, you can sue the United States. We had occasion there. It was necessary to do so. It's a very difficult thing. It's something that you don't want to do, but sometimes it has to be done to make sure that actors acting on behalf of the United States are obeying the law. People don't understand this, but there's an authority structure in America that doesn't matter what the factional, whimsical passions of the day are, they're limited by law. Because next week your passion's going to swing. This week, it's global warming. The next week, it'll be global climate change because you're going to find cooling. And of course, by the way, some of the cooling that's happening on the earth is because of pollution, but we're just so steeped in this pandemic of dementia, and we're not paying attention to detail. And next week, it could be a passion of too much immigration. It could be population. It could be there's all kinds of, you know, oil, nuclear waste. There's different passions that are going to come up. The problem is, folks, we're kept from destroying ourselves because of our passions by this blessed structure of law. It's what we do here. It might be a little bit weird. It might be a little bit challenging, difficult to listen to. Imagine if I was talking about all these heady things at the same time I was mean-spirited or something. You're going to have folks like that for your entertainment, and some folks are going to want to listen to it, and they have good things to say when sometimes in between screams. So that's good. Everybody has a different take on this. Now, my hope is to invite folks to listen so that they'll actually hear these nuggets of what is actually based on truth, on nuggets of truth, not half-truth, not trying to stretch the truth, take a half-truth to convey a lie, which we see often in marketing certain things that are happening in the legislatures around the country. But to say what is true, it's going to ultimately save you temporarily if you apply some of these things. Supernaturally, physically, and spiritually and eternally, your salvation can't come through just merely applying these things. You're going to reap the benefits of it here on this earth, but ultimately it's appointed man wants to die, then the judgment. That's something everybody's got to deal with. Hey, weird but true, a little bit extreme. It used to be called Extreme Talk Radio. Now it's Frank Talk Radio. We're going to be frank. I'm going to shoot straight with you. I had an officer say to me one day, he said, "Chief, I perceive that you shoot straight." And I'll have to tell a story about where that came up from one time when a commanding officer in front of high-ranking officers asked me how I got promoted so fast while I was in the Navy. And I told him, promotion comes neither from the east nor the west nor the south, but God is a judge. He sets one up and he puts down another. That's how I answered this Navy captain standing next to the other Navy captain and the Navy commander, and their jaws just dropped. We were all in uniform, and that's how I answered his question. I didn't know he was going to ask me that question, so I just told him the truth. Promotion comes neither from the east nor the west nor the south, but God is a judge. He sets one up and he puts down another. I just quoted the Bible. It's true. Why should I answer my own opinion? I didn't give him my opinion either. I just told him the truth. And this jaw dropped. So about 6 months later, the commander comes to me. "Chief, I perceive you're a man that shoots straight." See? It takes a little bit of courage, man. Our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. There's a lot of freedom I get from just going ahead and shooting straight. I'm using that term figuratively, of course. Keep tuning in to this, Frank Talk Radio 104.3 FM. We've got things in store. We're pouring ourselves out for you. Get on the cavalcade. That's going to be happening the first week of November. Partner with us. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network. And we're going to support you. I hope you can partner with us to support one another.